This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Kill them to this very land. To the truth. And I'm a firm believer that behind every witness, truthful witness, there are some results. There is a blessing. What I'm really saying, if the Lord has laid his hands on you, you have something to say about it. The reason I've uplifted this young man's testimony and others that I hear, when the Lord touches you, you have something to say about it. And you know how I am about quietness. I believe that if the fire is burning, somebody needs to know that it's burning. I'm wondering, will either of you, while the church's head is bowed and praying for you, I wonder, will either of you think about it and get up quietly and walk down the aisle and try to give God your heart? For he loves you. This world that you're living in here, God made it. And you know, if somebody could make something, they say, that's 4.5 billion years old and it's still functioning, you don't hear no barrels rubbing and just going like it always. Well, wouldn't you like to accept somebody like that to be in your life? One young man, he's coming. Don't you look up, church. What about you? Another one is coming. Don't look up. I want you to keep praying. What about you? What about you back there? God won't fail you. We're going to need him now, children. God bless you. Thank you. Lord, Lord, bless you. Are there others? I saw somebody else back there raise your hand. Now, that when you die, you can't go but to two places, heaven or hell. And as I sat there, one of my members, as we sat there the other day to the funeral, and a mother, her three children, her husband, her mother-in-law, and a little 13-year-old neighbor were all killed in a head-on collision. And we saw five coffins stretched across in front of the pulpit. And one of the son is a member of this church. And I thought about it. I said, there was a little 1.5-year-old baby. They just put him in the same coffin with the mom and let her hold him in her arms. Now that was sad. They were on the way to see another son play football, but it didn't make it. They were very religious. A religious family. Somebody said, wonder why the Lord let that happen. And I thought about what the man said on television. Somebody said, wonder what was God when these little innocent children died. And they said this old time preacher said he was the same place he was when his son died on the cross. That's where he was. He was the same place when they were nailing nails in his own son's hand. That's where he was. I stopped by to tell you, you never know when the head-on collision is coming. But there's one thing about it, if you leave here today and meet death and not active in a church, you got to go to hell. Church, will you pray just for about 30 more seconds? And I wonder, will those, the rest of you that raise your hand, will think about it. Since I've been talking to you, the world hasn't stopped. It's still turning. It's still spinning. It's still traveling through space. And it's still whirling around the sun. And you are on it. And look how good God is to you. All the things that are in the world, the Lord is letting you share those things. And how could you not accept it? Would you just try him? The young man back there. Lord, been good to you. Your family would like to see you just stand up. The devil is telling you to keep your seat. But the Lord is saying, will you accept me? I'm letting the world turn for you. I'm letting the wind blow on you. Now will you stand up and try? Just try God. You mean to tell me a God that'll do that much for you, you got to decide. The church is praying for you. Would you just quietly walk down? Encourage them. Don't let. Would you just quietly come? And I promise you, if you come, that will be a great blessing in your life if you come. And I know you need a blessing. Would you come get the blessing that the Lord has for you? The devil can't give it to you. Would you come get it? Just stand up and try. If the Lord won't do what he say, you can go back. But I know better. Would you try? If you're seated beside somebody you know needs a church home, the Lord wants you to talk to them to come this moment. Would you just come trying and get the blessing? What about you over here? Would you come? How can you turn God down? We don't know. None of us might not make it back home today. But if the Lord calls me today, thank God, I got my ticket in my hand. Can I get one more? Give me about five folk here that know you know how to pray. Get on your knees. I want five sisters or brothers and women that know you can get a prayer through to get on your knees a minute. Don't move me now. You know you can get a prayer through. Get on your knees.
I need about five or six. And I want you